Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. May his grace and peace be with you. May he fill our hearts with joy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glorify the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Let the people of God glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, O priests and servants of the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, O spirits and souls of the righteous. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. You that are holy and humble of heart, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Let us glorify the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Psalms represent the cries of humanity at various moments in history, moments of aspiration, degradation, ecstasy, and hope. The Psalms began as a voice of a people, especially during moments of pain and joy and confusion and doubt. They are an intensely human cry. The psalm appointed for today, for Pentecost, is no exception. And it perhaps resonates this year in a way that it has not in others. Psalm 104, verse 31. You send forth your Spirit, and so you renew the face of the earth. Or another translation, send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. This text is for us, perhaps, at this particular moment in history, a cry of hope, a supplication for the health of the peoples of this earth, for the health of the planet, and for wholeness and goodness for all of us in body and mind and spirit. This cry, this prayer ascends as we begin week 12 of Coronatide, as some call it. Week 12 of the COVID-19 virus lockdown in the province of Ontario. Week 12 of changes and restrictions we would never have imagined only a couple of weeks before it all began to unfold. So here we are on this day of Pentecost. We celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church and the refocusing of faith and mission. If we can imagine those present in Jerusalem on that day, they must have been weary of living and existing in an unfamiliar place for over a month, since Passover, as a matter of fact. We might imagine that they must have longed for hope, these pilgrims who had come to Jerusalem to celebrate high holy days. And what a group! Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians, Cappadocians, Romans, Egyptians, Cretans, and even Arabs, pluralistic and multicultural. So why were all these Jews from every nation under heaven residing in Jerusalem? The day of Pentecost had come, which meant that the people who had been in Jerusalem for 49 days were probably filled with that paradoxical feeling we all get at the end of a long trip or conference, needing to stay but wanting to go. But long pilgrimages, like long trips, need to end on a significant note. And that high note was the Jewish feast called Pentecost. Pentecost means 50th, which indicated that it fell on the 50th day after Passover, marking the ingathering of the first fruits of the harvest. It was the second of three obligatory observances devout Jews were to keep, the other two being Passover and Tabernacles. Pentecost marks the coming of the Holy Spirit. Certainly God's Holy Spirit had been actively at work long before this unparalleled moment in Jerusalem. In the Hebrew scripture, the Spirit is at work in mysterious, manifold ways. The Spirit acts in creation, falls on and motivates leaders, bestows wisdom, gives discernment, and clothes prophets with holiness, as well as swelling them with the word of the Lord, a word they feel compelled by the Spirit to proclaim. But in the New Testament, at Pentecost, the Spirit comes with unique and extraordinary power. For all practical purposes, vital Christian faith begins at Pentecost. Flashes of faith have appeared before, the confession of Peter at Caesarea Philippi, the breathless awe that fell over the disciples after Jesus stilled the storm. Perhaps it appeared in the hearts of those who heard the teachings of the Sermon on the Mount, the hair-raising electricity that accompanied the returning to life of Lazarus had to be another occasion for the presence of faith. Many such snapshots from the Gospels come to mind. Certainly after the resurrection and the 40-day period of teaching that the disciples underwent with Jesus before the ascension, the depth of faith became stronger. But vital faith, faith to preach and heal and to rend hearts and to transform human history, came only after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Vital faith, in other words, did not come from the human spirit, from observance or right acting or right thinking. It did not originate in cognition or from moral observance or from strength of resolve. It never has and it never will. It was a promised gift, a gift from God, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We live in strange times. However, we were already living in strange times prior to a few months ago. In fact, I think most people who have ever lived believed they were living in strange times. The way in which many of us live in the world is similar to the way many were living just before the Pentecost experience. We live in a world of pervasive mental and spiritual malaise. And it was this emotional climate which was present among the followers of Jesus before the coming of the Holy Spirit. Many of us in our lives feel confused, uprooted, at a loss, almost depressed, but not quite. Sometimes we may feel a little uncertain about what we believe and know to be true, about what life means, how life works, and where our place is in it. Sometimes it feels as if that line between illusion and truth, fiction and nonfiction, fantasy and reality is fading, getting fainter and finer each day. Although the resurrection experience had taken place, the disciples had lost their leader, seeing him vanish into the clouds. They were not doing any teaching. They were not doing any healing. They were not speaking out against the power structure. The Jerusalem church was withdrawn, probably wondering, what now? What do we really believe about Jesus and our way of life without his leadership now? What do we really think about our life and how it works? How do we live faithfully, knowing that the world could turn on us again in the blink of an eye? With Jesus gone, these post-ascension, pre-Pentecost people had entered a cloud of unknowing. They had had an incredible journey of pain, disappointment, sorrow and joy, death and life. And now they were told to wait. They were told something would happen, that the Spirit would come. Before ascending, Jesus had told his followers to wait. And they waited and were expectant and open. And the Spirit descended upon them, and they were transformed. They were changed and strengthened, just as Jesus had said. Because they had come together with a sense of holy anticipation, the Spirit could be appropriated in their lives and then immediately channeled into the work of evangelism. The Pentecostal giving of the Spirit took hold among the faithful in an attitude of radical openness and expectancy. It is an openness that we sometimes find difficult in our own day-to-day lives. The Spirit comes to us in many ways, sometimes with crushing force, but more often gradually and quietly. The Spirit often comes to us in more subtle ways, without a mighty wind or tongues of fire. One of the things that Pentecost reminds us is that we need to learn or relearn how to live with perpetual openness to the Spirit, to ask God in our lives how God might be addressing us in singing birds or a sad face, even in social isolation. In other words, in the everyday things and experiences of life. We need to allow God to move through every action, through our fingers, in writing, through our voice while speaking, through our laughter, through our tears. We need to live in a state of constant gratitude for who we are and what we have been given, an openness to hear what we are called to become, because God is never really finished with us. God speaks to us in many different ways within our day-to-day lives, but I suspect that we sometimes miss much of it because it is hard for us to listen. In reality, there is no event so commonplace but that God is present in it, usually in a hidden way, always leaving room to recognize him or not recognize him, but all the more fascinating because of that. I think the bottom line is simply this. Listen to your life. See it for the fathomless mystery that it is, in the boredom and pain of it, no less than in the excitement and gladness. Touch, taste, smell your way into the holy and hidden heart of it. Because when it comes right down to it, all moments are key moments, and life itself is grace. Amen.
Let us confess our faith as we say, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Through Christ, who ever lives to make intercession for us, let us pray to the Lord. Lift up our hearts to the heavenly places and inspire us to serve you as a royal priesthood. Hear us, Lord of glory. Let all peoples know your healing power and grant all on earth the blessing of peace. Hear us, Lord of glory. Send down upon us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and renew your church with power from on high. Hear us, Lord of glory. May peace abound and righteousness flourish, that we may vanquish injustice and wrong. Hear us, Lord of glory. Help us to proclaim the good news of salvation, and grant us the gifts of your grace. Hear us, Lord of glory. That God may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, the dying, and the bereaved, that they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. I invite you now to offer your own prayers and petitions to God. Hear us, Lord of glory. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, keep us in the unity of your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever, and the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Alleluia, go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.